I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Kyle Whitney from the city of Marquette. He stopped by to give us an update on some changes in the works for some voters for their polling locations in upcoming elections in the city of Marquette. Here's more information with Kyle Whitney.
The main thing that we want to make sure people know about, and we're trying to make a media push here, is that if you vote in precinct 3, 4, or 5 in the city of Marquette, your polling location is going to be changing in the near future, at least. We have a March 8th presidential primary election. There was just a May election announced as well. It's going to be a school election. And at least in March, the polling location is no longer going to be in the Armory. It's going to be in the old UP Sportsplex building.
Okay.
At 1110 Wright Street. So it's kind of just across the road from the Armory.
So if you used to cast your votes at the National Guard Armory up on the north side of Marquette, that's not the case. Why is it having to change?
I can only speak to what we were told. We contract on an individual basis with the Armory. So a couple months prior to every election, we sign an agreement with them saying that we can use the Armory for that day for the election. This year they came to us and said that they were told by the state National Guard that they were not allowed to rent out that armory for the near future. And there have been some lead dust questions that they've had. They need to do some remediation in there, I think. And it's just, lead dust on surfaces, basically.
So it could be that if that gets taken care of and addressed, that by the time we get to the May election, or at least the primaries in August, it could be back to normal.
Yeah, and we're going to be keeping people informed as to where that polling location goes. Luckily, the city had actually just entered into a purchase agreement to get that building across the street, which provides us with a large enough space to put 5,000 voters if we need to. And we would have been in a tight spot, I think, if we didn't have that on the table.
It seems interesting to me that you would have this, at least this opportunity that's so close by, that for voters, at least, it maintains a certain level of convenience.
Right. And we actually just we ordered signs yesterday. We want to be able to put some signage up at the Armory for people who haven't heard or people who forgot. But it is conveniently close, because if we put a sign with an arrow, you can actually see the building that you need to go to from the Armory. So that's nice.
So really the word is that if you are a voter in the city of Marquette, that you have cast your ballots, done your voting at the National Guard Armory, at least in the immediate future, you're going somewhere else.
Correct. At least for March, and we will keep you informed. We had to mail out 5,000 voter ID cards to everybody who has a new location. So if you got a new voter ID card and you're not sure why, check the address on it, because it tells you where to vote.
And then if that has changed back, then you will take the steps accordingly.
Correct. And then if we change the polling location again, you'll get a new card in the mail.
Well, it's very interesting to see that process happen, but it is to fall within the parameters of the law. So that's kind of what you have to do, isn't it?
It is. And there's state law that governs the lead time. We need to get state approval, and you have to give voters so much lead time. And we didn't have that lead time when we found out about this time. So it actually had to be an emergency declaration by the city commission saying that we can change the location.
If people do want to find out more, maybe they want to have any questions answered, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, if you go to our website, it's mqtcty.org. We have a PSA with all the information in it posted to the front page there. There's a link to the precinct map. So if you're not entirely sure where you vote, you can find that online as well.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning to give us an update on what's happening with that. That is important information for those folks that vote in the city in that area. So thanks for your time. And I guess keep us posted if there are changes then that happen between now and, well, at least for the next election. We're talking for this March presidential primary. It is moving into the old Sportsplex building.
For the March 8th presidential primary, voters who voted in the Armory in the past will have to vote in the Sportsplex building on the north side of Wright Street.
That's Kyle Whitney with the city of Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.